Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
One of the best food scenes in the country, right here in Minnesota. And nobody knows it like magazine food critic and James Beard Award finalist Jason DeRusha. Now bringing you the most interesting people and hottest trends. Let's listen in as DeRusha eats.
Thanks so much for spending some time with us today. I'm Jason DeRusha. This is the DeRusha Eats podcast. And today, as a professional food critic, I am the chief food critic for Minnesota Monthly magazine. There was a time that it would pain me to turn over the microphone to an influencer. Influencers. Social media influencers. It used to be sort of a dirty word, but today, I think a lot of us have grown to love and appreciate the value that food influencers bring to our community. They share the stories of restaurants that people might not have heard of. They bring a different sort of approach. In a way, it's democratizing access, information when it comes to these restaurants. And frankly, I'm no fool. In many ways, food influencers have a larger impact on what restaurants we eat at, how food is being presented, how restaurants look. Kim Lee Curry has been named one of the top 100 food Instagrammers in the country. She's a Twin Cities mom. She has nearly 52,000 followers on Instagram. And J.D. Hovland is a computer engineer who's exploded on TikTok with his restaurant tours. 43,000 followers. We're going to talk about ethics, strategy, how both of them got their starts. They're both worth a follow online, and they're both worth your time listening to their stories on this episode, the Influencers episode of DeRusha Eats. Today, I am joined by a woman who has just an absolutely fascinating story. She is a delight. If you are on Instagram in Minnesota or Western Wisconsin and you follow anything about food, there's no doubt that you have run into the account of Kim Lee Curry. It's so great to have you in studio with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Jason.
You said you were a little nervous. You've never done live.
Never live, ever.
It's all the same. It's all the same.
True. It's not like there's a camera in front of me, really.
Right. Well, we are streaming on Facebook, but it's just a little webcam. It doesn't count. It doesn't count. It's not a real camera. Tell us your story. So people, is Instagram's your biggest social media platform, right?
It is.
And it's at Kim Lee, K-I-M-L-Y, Curry.
Correct.
And is your name Kim? Is it Kim Lee?
It's Kim Lee. I have two first names.
Yes. See, I know that, but you know, gotta let the people know. So when did you first go on social media? You never thought you'd be this successful, right?
Right. I started back in 2013, just for fun. If you look way back, you'll see like the worst Instagram filter food photos you'll ever see. And so I started back then because I used to post on Facebook, and
right.
People don't care about that on Facebook. And I found other foodies on Instagram. So I just started posting slowly. The next thing you know, and I'm like, oh, I have 100 followers. And it kept, you know, slowly climbing. And so, and here I am.
How many followers do you have today?
I don't, over 50,000.
Yeah. That's crazy, right?
Yeah. For me, I think it's insane because I never thought it would even go past, I don't know, even when it made it to 100 back then, I was right. in awe.
It gets exciting. You have almost 52,000 followers.
Hey.
About 2,600 posts. Were you just going out for dinner for fun? Is that what it started? Yeah.
Yep,
like a lot of us who, I mean, that's sort of how I started writing about food too.
Yeah.
It's just something I enjoyed.
I do too. Just, I started even when I was a kid, I'd buy like cookbooks and the Taste Section for the Star Trib.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stuff like that. I'd be like, and I would collect those, like the recipes and cookbooks just for the pictures and the recipes, just because anything that was food related, I was totally obsessed with.
And was there one post that went bananas where you're like, whoa, like now people know who I am or know to follow me?
I do remember one specific post. It was the Baked Alaska at Ocean Air.
Hmm.
I think I had like, I don't know, it was like 112,000 views or something at the time. It was like a lot, you know, and I was like, what the heck? And it went all over and people were saying, I saw your thing. And I was like, all it was is like they poured the whatever over the Baked Alaska. And it's like, right. Oh, your dessert's on fire. And I was like, you know.
Cute.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But you took a video of it.
I did.
And it went crazy.
It went crazy.
What, when did it go from being something that was fun to something that was a business?
I remember.
And you had a real job. You
I did. Right. Yeah. I worked at the hospital. At some point I was working three jobs at the same time while doing this on the side.
Right.
So I was, I think 2015, Fire Lake, when it was downtown,
yeah.
reached out to me. I was the first person that said, hey, if you came in and took some pictures and do a post, we can, you know, we'll set you up with some food. I was like, oh my goodness, something I've always kind of wanted. So I was
right.
like, you know, for fun. It's like when I was a teenager, it's like, so I said, yes, of course. And that's when it started happening. I mean, we did a little dinner together.
We
remember
did.
Remember
at,
that?
At Fire Lake.
At Fire
right?
Lake.
Yes, which that restaurant's not there anymore.
No, it's not.
It's Wooden Paddle, I think it's called now.
It is, and I haven't been there yet.
It's good.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
It's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, like this was the early time where posting, you know, at first I'll say like as a critic, some of us who worked like in the food media looked at the kind of influencers and were like, oh,
I know
these people and their pictures. and of course, like now everyone is doing the same thing. Like you guys were ahead of the trend.
It is. And I never thought of myself as a food critic.
Right.
I wasn't paid to do one. I was doing it for fun. I only did it because... You know, it's just, that's my opinion. Like, I liked it. Doesn't mean someone else is going to like whatever I post.
Right.
I never said like, you know, just because like, you should come here. It's like, that's what I liked.
You mostly, you had a knack though, and have a knack for like capturing food in a way that seems fun and exciting. And I'm sure there was a point where people, you know, would say to you like, oh, you know, Kim Lee Curry said to go here or posted about it, so they went.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. Right? Because you're just a regular person. You're just
regular
a
person.
Minnesota mom, like, and all of a sudden you're like a wow.
Yeah. And I was like, what in the world? And it's even more strange when, like, people would kind of, I guess, recognize me and
right.
they'd sneak pictures. I remember going to the State Fair. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's taking a picture of me.
Ah.
Like that's probably like the worst angle too. I'm like, can I like check that one out before you do anything with it?
Oh, that's amazing. We're talking with Kim Lee Curry, who is a digital creator and just incredible following on Instagram. And it started with food, and your focus is still mostly food. But my kids, I will tell you that, I don't know if I ever told you this. So my kids, I think it was Seth, said that you're not really a new hotel unless you've had Kim Lee Curry there posting
God.
A picture. Because there was a period where, like,
oh
you were getting invited to all the new hotels. And it was like, oh, what hotel is Kim Lee going to be at this weekend?
Okay.
But I thought it was so funny that my kid, that was one of my kids.
That is so cute, actually. Your kids
That's
are
great.
Cute.
they're pretty funny, but it expanded, right? Like it was restaurants, and then so there came a point where restaurants not only were giving you food, because I think what people don't understand, most people, almost everyone who's listening to us has never had a free meal at a restaurant. So when you get like a free course or a free something comp, the first time you're like, holy cow, like is this what it's like to be famous? Like, and the same for me. Like, if
oh, yeah.
they'd send out a, a course and you're like, what? Like, I'm a nobody. Like, I'm not Frank and Amelia. Like, what is this? But that happened to you.
It did. And I'm still surprised sometimes. Like, because, you know, I pay for a lot of my meals.
Yes,
it's
right.
There's a myth, I think, that people think I get free meals for every meal. And
no,
it's definitely not.
Right.
I mean, I was working like... Same with me.
I pay for almost everything.
Oh, yeah. And then just because I don't... And sometimes I do stories or posts about it. It doesn't mean it was paid or anything. And if it is paid, I'll put it out there.
Right.
Otherwise, most of the time, it's either a gifted meal, right, to do a post, whether I agree or not to post. Otherwise, I pay for my meals and, you know,
I post what you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I think you can tell, and I will say, like, I came around on the influencers because, well, I won't say all. There are people who, you know, just have good hearts and really care about food and care about our neighbors and want to, like, raise up
people
who are doing good work. And I think you're one of those people.
Thanks.
Like, but you can tell from following you, like, the enthusiasm that you have for it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I mean, it's still
my
first
love. And at a certain
point,
people started paying because, as they should, because it's an ad. It's marketing.
It is
it's
so
reaching.
It is. And it's so much work.
It's a lot of work.
People don't realize sometimes it's like I can be on a post for like 5 hours. I take so many pictures and then I think of what I write. And like if there's a carousel, like I try to put some thought into it, even though some people can probably do within seconds, but like minutes. But I take so much time on it.
What's the best? Now, you said you were doing three jobs. Are you no longer doing three jobs?
No, it's just this one and only. And
this is it. And it's you can make a living by posting food pictures on Instagram.
So far, still.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, honestly, like, it could go away at any time, and
I suppose
I'll always be thankful for it.
You're at the mercy of the platform to a certain degree.
Social media, definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think, I definitely have seen pictures that you've posted and thought, like, oh, I should go review that place. Like, I think it's really useful. Like, I enjoy it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I don't know. Do you have favorite types of posts? You have one post that was like, this was my most successful post.
Oh my gosh, it's hard to say. I mean, I like doing burger pictures or ice cream pictures.
Do you like all this food? Because you're a pretty skinny person.
Oh, I love all, you know, I can eat.
I know, but still, like, you look at all these pictures, you're like, there's no way.
Oh,
it's
I can't eat all that all at once.
It's like when I post all this stuff, like, you take a bite or two. But
definitely,
like,
especially if you have a table full of food and there's leftovers. I usually give them to family and friends.
Right.
And if I'm out of town, if I'm able to, I will find, like, an area where there's homeless people and give it to them.
What's the coolest experience that you've had because of this? Life is like a
traveling.
Digital. Yeah. Where have you gotten to travel?
Oh my God. I mean, I guess I've been all over like the US, at least Scottsdale, Florida, Hawaii.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been around, but that was before pandemic, you know, started, and I did more traveling then, and now I'm more cautious.
Yeah. Do you see yourself going back to kind of the you know, extensive travel and that sort of thing?
I kind of want to.
Yeah.
I do. I love it. I just don't want to do like three trips a month like I was before. That was
a lot.
It was a lot. And now with each trip, I'm actually like I just did a Whiskey Live one. It nearly took a lot out of me. Like I need these last few days and I stayed off social media because I just needed a reset.
Are people nice to you on social media or are people like...
They are.
You see a lot of people like posting the mean tweets or
mean
comments.
That's why I don't like... That's why I'm not a fan of Twitter probably. And I'm not on TikTok per se. I mean, I have an account, but I haven't done anything with it yet. I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'll be honest.
People are most. I like consuming it. I feel like I'm not very good at creating it.
Same here. I mean, I'm just.
I sort of feel like it's for the young people.
I do too. I'm kind of old school. Where like I still like Instagram, where it's like pictures. I still like still photos. Like there's that whole argument right now with like reels, where it's like TikTok style versus just pictures. And
yeah. All right, we're gonna do a food fight. Kim Lee brought in all sorts of food. We're going to talk about what you brought in, and we'll have a food fight about fast food.
Yes.
So what is your favorite fast food restaurant? You can text us at 651-461-9226, and Kim Lee and I will duke it out on our favorite fast food restaurants on Food Fight on To Russia Eats in Minutes. All right, that's our cue. The Food Fight song is played, and it is on with Kim Lee Curry. A digital creator, just one of the nicest people. We end up at a lot of openings and similar stuff, at least back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think you're the nicest, and all of the critics. So part of why people like the influencers now is because you're so nice.
Oh,
and it's impossible to not like you. And you know your stuff. You really are a very smart food person. So I'm excited that you wanted to do a food fight about fast food because
yes.
I had no idea that you eat fast food.
I do.
What is your favorite fast food?
White Castle.
And how do you define a fast food restaurant?
Oh, it's hard to say because, like, you can say, let's say I went to Dong Yang last night, and there, when I ordered from their deli, their short rib dish, it was out in like 5 minutes.
That's fast.
That's pretty fast.
But that's not fast food.
Not fast
right?
food. Like, so, I mean.
But it's sort of a, I feel like if you have a drive through where you can order at, that makes it fast food.
It can. But some right. places, like, you can sit there for 10 minutes and it's not fast food to me.
We're getting good text from people at 651-461-9226. My favorite fast food is Wendy's.
I love Wendy's, too. What do you get there?
It's the spicy chicken sandwich.
I love the spicy chicken sandwich.
It's so good.
It is.
Culver's is tricky. I'm not sure to categorize Culver's as fast food.
I just get their custard.
Their burger's pretty good.
Their burger are
so
great.
All these chefs who are making these burgers, and you love burgers.
I do. I love burgers.
I don't know that we've ever had better burgers than we do now. They're amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So many restaurants.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Oh, my gosh. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Parlor is very
Parlor's
famous.
Parlor's great. I mean, Revival's.
Revival.
You know, of course.
St. Dinette.
Baby Zito.
Baby Zito is a newer one.
I want to try.
Fantastic.
It is. I want to try the salsa, the collaborative ones.
Oh,
I've yet
I've
to try.
I've never tried those either.
But I've heard they're amazing and they
yes.
look amazing.
They do like pop-up or food trucks.
They do.
Or,
and they have yeah. hot sauces too. And they're yeah. great hot sauces.
Their
we
hot
had them.
Sauces are very good.
They're very good. Yeah.
Yeah. I do think, like, if you are an entrepreneur thinking about starting a food, no more hot sauces. We have enough.
We kind of do at the moment. I mean, the ones we have
you
are great.
You may make the best hot sauce in your neighborhood, and your best friend Earl says you should bottle it and sell it. And I'm here to say I have at least 100 bottles of local
Me too.
Just and stop it.
And I have a whole thing in the fridge on the side. I'm like, I mean, I love them, but I'm going to keep
them. I love them too, but it's like.
I can't go through them all that. You know,
no.
there's so much.
I know. I appreciate your efforts. It's a bad business model. What do you have a least favorite fast food? Like, do you do Burger King or McDonald's?
I do. I love Burger yeah. King and McDonald's.
They're good.
They're good.
They're good.
They're good. But, you know what? I guess.
I mean, you're trying to run a business here.
Is,
you shouldn't
is Cane's
say
count? I haven't really done Cane's, but I mean, I've done some, but they're not
People
like.
People love Cane's. One of the texters
okay.
said Cane's.
They're okay.
Cane's is not my thing.
It's not
either,
my thing, to be honest, but.
It's really good if you're like a 14 to 25 year old male. Raising Cane's.
No females. I love it.
Raising Cane's is for you. They have one thing, so you don't have to think too hard when
That's
you order.
That's true.
It's just chicken
and
fingers.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I love Arby's.
You want it on a bun? Oh, Arby's. Arby's is maybe my number two.
Number two. I love Arby's.
Yep.
Because I think it's.
I like it. They slice that roast beef.
And
like it's
and
not as good as like you know.
Of course, but you know what to
Mavericks
expect.
Mavericks or some of the
no,
local.
But that's fast food.
It's fast food.
Now, I like their beef and cheddars.
So tell us what you brought today.
I picked up some.
The whole studio smells like fried chicken.
I brought some official fried chicken.
Ah.
It is so good. If you've never had it, you should try it. They have three flavors. So I brought all three.
And the flavors are, this is located in South Minneapolis, 4010 East 46th Street, if you want to check it out. And this is a local guy who like had a couple other restaurants and he is doing, it's like a broasted chicken, right?
It is, but it's so good though. And they have fries that, new fries that I think they just recently rebranded. So you should try those too.
Oh, I'll try the fries. And then you also, Jared Brewington, by the way, is the name of the
yes.
The owner who started that up.
Yep.
What's with the whiskey? You brought in some whiskey too.
Oh, I know you like whiskey. So I thought
I do. Bourbon. You brought
bourbon.
In bourbon. Is bourbon your favorite? You go on a lot of whiskey trips and tastings.
I love bourbon. I also like scotch and Japanese yeah. whiskey too.
I love that you post about it because there's sort of this idea that bourbon is like a dude's club.
Exactly. And it's definitely
like
not. I don't either.
My wife loves bourbon.
I know she does.
And sometimes when we go out, I feel like bartenders default to me.
For
which
bourbon?
I think is sort of, it's like.
Kind of sexist.
It is sexist.
I think so too. I mean, there's plenty of women that love bourbon and know bourbon better than some men. I feel like.
Oh, 100%. I have loved how in this town I feel like some of the smartest wine people and the smartest spirits people are women. And I think it's just because women, I don't know, they care more about the guest than about showing like how smart they are.
I think so, too. More humbling, more humble, too. I feel like you're not have to show off and like, look, I have this pappy or whatever. Right. Not that's bad, but.
I know. Yeah. The fancy stuff is cool. You've gotten to try some of that, but.
I have regular favorites like.
I know. Makers, Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
What is your favorite?
Michter's. I love my Michter's.
I got to tour Michter's in Louisville.
That's awesome.
It's so great. Kim Lee, it was really fun to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
We'll have you back if you had fun.
I did. I'd love to come back.
All right, good. We'll pick a different thing to fight about. And every Thursday, we have different kind of people from the food world, critics, writers, influencers. And make sure you follow Kim Lee Curry on Instagram and get her followers up so she can charge more money. let's make you some dough here.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at angie.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
DeRussia Eats continues. Here's your host, Jason DeRussia.
It is time for DeRussia Eats, brought to you by Liquor Boy. Sometimes we bring you chefs. Sometimes we bring you beverage innovators, bartenders, owners. And sometimes we bring you interesting people who have become a part of the food community. And J.D. Hovland is one of them. A software engineer.
Actually,
is that correct?
Architect now.
An architect now.
Software architect, yep.
Is that better than software engineer?
Instead of being told what to do, I get to help tell people what to do.
That's a yes. That's better. That's for sure better. Your expertise is software, but you've become a TikTok. I described you as a TikTok star. You have 42, almost 43,000 followers on TikTok, which who would have guessed?
Yeah, not me. I mean, I'm barely 5,000, I think, on Instagram. And TikTok, I got, you know, started watching them, and I was like, I got to start producing content for it. And it just kind of took off. Apparently people like hearing my voice and like seeing me go to restaurants around town.
You have been someone that I've known from the food scene for a long time. So it was fun to watch you get this big following on a platform that I usually think of as for the kids.
Yeah.
You're a little younger than me, but we're around the same age, right?
Yeah, we're, you know,
40s.
Approaching that 50 mark.
That's right. Yeah. Were you you were surprised when this blew up?
Oh, yeah. I was totally surprised because I don't tend to, like, follow a lot of the trends, and I don't, like, do any of the much of the filters or anything. And it was just, like, I was trying to port what I was doing at Instagram over to, like, a video medium, and it seems to have resonated.
You were just posting – not just, but you were mostly posting photos.
Yep.
Still photos.
Correct.
And now how would you describe what you do?
So
maybe we should give people a taste of it, and then they'll have an idea.
Sure, let's go ahead.
Why don't we play this first example is a series that you do called Lonely Links. So let's play this. So what do you think is the magic of this format of introducing people to restaurants?
I think it's the interactivity. It's people are used to it probably harkens back to Vine at the beginning of Twitter, like a couple years after Twitter was popular. Short videos that people could, you know, digest something, get a full story, and then move on to the next thing that might be totally unrelated and feel like they're learning something new.
Do you think of yourself as a critic giving criticism or analysis of the quality of the food?
Generally not. I consider myself more of a documentarian. I generally try to limit my food criticism to, you know, the tried and true. Okay, I've been to this place minimum of 2 times to see if they're consistent, 3 times if they've been inconsistent, and then so on and so forth. But otherwise, I just go to a bunch of different spaces and try to explain what my experience was.
It's a little like a living, breathing tour.
Yeah. So I the most, you know, common thing is it's a vlog. It's a food vlog.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Which I tell you, like, I consider myself more of a critic, but sometimes I wonder, I'm like, I think people want to make up their own minds.
And see, that's why I don't do numeric ratings. I'll indicate my personally if I would go back to a place. So if people have identified that they have a similar taste to me, and I say, you know what, I really enjoyed this personally, and I'd go back and get it, or I'm going to go back and get it, or if you see a second video there, you can tell that I really liked it. So if you identify with, like, what how I've said I like things, it'd be a good chance that you'd like it too.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have done this with the professional critics for a long time. There are certain writers where you kind of line up with their palate, or you line up with what their idea of a fun experience is.
Exactly. You latch on to, like, hey, I really liked this and you reviewed that and liked it. I'll probably like somewhere else that you reviewed and liked.
And conversely, there are some people where it's like, not that I disagree with what their take is. It's just like we don't have the same taste. Like, it
doesn't
line up.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
People can have their own tastes and opinions.
Yeah. Yeah, J.D. Hovland. You can follow him on TikTok. It's just J.D. Hovland. Or on Instagram.
Yep.
How do you find the time?
Well, I'm single and don't have any kids, just have a couple pets and stuff. And it's really...
Those pets are needy, though.
Yeah, the pets are needy. The dog, you know, really commands a lot of attention. but I really... just like doing an Instagram post, it's taking a few pics and writing some text. It's literally just thinking what I want to say, recording it once, doing some really, like, my production value is terrible. It's just
accurate.
Yeah.
But it gets the job done. Like, there's no, what more do you need?
Exactly. So
there are a number of local kind of TikTok food.
Yep.
I hate the word influencers because it sounds like you're being paid and you aren't being paid.
No, I don't think I've ever gotten paid for anything. I have been invited to a few events, but I'm always upfront about it and saying, hey, I got copped this item and so on and so forth.
I have found that the people consuming this information, my audience, they do not mind if you tell them, like, this was a preview, it was free.
Yep.
And they don't discount what you're saying because I guess I would hope that people at this point would know.
Yep.
Like, you can't buy me for a free food item that, frankly, if I were on my own time, I probably would have chosen to go somewhere else.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
yeah, I've only experienced that pushback once, and it was just one comment saying, oh, you got free food. I don't respect your things anymore. And it's like, but it was just, it was a single to noise ratio. So
Right. I was curious about that for you. J.D. Hovland is our guest. He is a software architect. Who has been to Quang. That's what it says. You get a lot of comments from your audience.
Yeah. So because I go to so many places and different types of spots, people and all throughout Minnesota, people will, you know, suggest different restaurants. And I've been to a lot of them. And one of the series I do on and off again is all the pho in the Twin Cities Metro. I'm trying to visit all the places that have it. And everybody keeps suggesting...
Have you been to Quang?
Yeah,
have you been
exactly.
to Quang?
And it's like, that is the highest rated and most rated online. For somebody trying to go to all of them, that's going to be the first or second they go. Yeah,
right, right. It's good.
It is.
It's really good. It's worthy. The reason that people ask is because
but
it's worthy.
I agree with John from the Star Tribune. Pho 400 New Brighton is tops.
That is the tops.
Yep.
What makes, because I think I love pho.
Yep.
But part of the challenge in rating pho.
Yep.
Is that the beauty of it is sort of that the broth is almost neutral.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
In a way, right?
Exactly.
Like, it's not exactly neutral, but you know what I mean? As compared to ramen, which can have like extreme depth of flavor.
Right. So, yeah, your broth is going to be hopefully the similar consistency everywhere. Like a few places will have a little more oiliness to it, like MT Noodles. Pho 400's got a little bit. Simply Pho and the Pho Mais, those are going to have a little bit more oil. And then there's a few other spots that are super clean and just beefy and onion, and
right.
they don't have a lot of the five spice. But I think like my favorite places, you can really tell there's five spice in it, and it's a little more forward.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's fun how you have. I don't want to say obsessed, but maybe I want to say obsessed.
Oh yeah, they're obsessions.
You go deep on a single subject.
Oh, yeah.
And for a while, you've been published in City Pages.
Yeah.
Quantifying what some would consider the unquantifiable.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of it's like my first time I was in City Pages, it was because I got a couple of tattoos for Cook St. Paul.
Yeah.
Because they were doing promotions on their anniversaries. And it's like, oh, you can get a free meal like once a week or whatever. And I only used a couple of the free meals. It was just to like do something silly.
Right.
But then, when I did the Wings of Winter, so
Wings of Winter.
Yeah.
Yes.
So like 5 years ago, I was, you know, waiting for the new Game of Thrones book or Song of Ice and Fire. And the next one was supposed to be Winds of Winter. And I was like, hey, I like chicken wings. I haven't had chicken wings a lot of spot. I'm going to do chicken wings every day of the winter. And that's where it kind of like took off in doing the series or the themes.
All right, we're going to talk about another one of the things that you have become known for, which is sort of the road trip.
Oh, yeah, I take a lot of food road trips.
So I think people will like to hear about some of those. And then we'll get some of your favorites in the Twin Cities, too, some of your favorite
Excellent.
Spots to go to. J.D. Hovland is our guest on DeRush Eats, brought to you by Liquor Boy. Don't forget, you can follow. Now, I'm on TikTok, too. I'm not really worth a follow. I haven't figured out quite how to integrate TikTok into all. I always thought, I'm like, who wants to see a 48-year-old guy talking about stuff on TikTok? But look at you.
Yeah. Not quite 48, but close.
All right. All right. Well, J.D. Hovland may or may not be back after this here on News Talk 830 WCCO. 423. It's DeRussia Eats, brought to you by our friends at Liquor Boy. J.D. Hovland is with us. You can follow him on TikTok, on Instagram as well. You take road trips for food.
I do. I travel for food.
And how did that get started?
Ooh. I mean, it's always been a thing. And like when you go on road trips, you go for food. A lot of people end up sticking to the interstates and end up at like the gas stations that have your fast food spots. Whereas, I like to ride U.S. highways, book, The Blue Highways by William Leistead Moon kind of inspired that. And I try to find like greasy spoons and then just food that you don't find on the interstate.
You travel with a partner.
My dog. Yeah.
Nova.
Correct.
And, what has that been like? Nova's a bit of a celebrity.
Oh yeah. Yeah. She's always popular when she shows up in the, videos on TikTok. She's got her own Instagram handle that I don't update as much as I should. Nova and the Twins. But
she's a Puggle.
Yeah. She's a Puggle, half pug, half beagle. She's my second Puggle. She's a pandemic puppy. Got her in 2020.
She's so cute.
Yeah, she's awesome.
You're cute in your own.
Oh, thank you.
You know, the dog's cuter.
Oh, yeah, no. She totally gets top billing.
Did you buy the dog just as a ploy to try to change your single status?
No.
I mean, it wouldn't be smart. It wouldn't be dumb. I would respect the decision.
Yeah, no. Just Yeah, I missed having a dog around, and I knew I wanted to get cats as well, and I knew my previous puggo loved cats, so I was like throwing the dice, and it lucked out, so yeah.
Favorite road trip food destination?
Ooh, so far, my favorite road trip food destination? Probably, I went to, over Labor Day last year, I went to Walter's Hot Dogs in just outside New York City. So yeah,
That's a road trip.
Yeah, they instead of doing like your normal tubular hot dog, they slice the hot dog and grill it flat on a griddle, kind of like Five Guys,
right?
There's and Shake Shack, but they put two sausages on a bun. So yeah.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, it's a double decker dog on a hot dog bun.
We have one of your TikToks where you went to a pizza place in Annapolis, Maryland. Is that where you went? All right, let's listen to Lido Pizza.
For the course of a year, I did thin crust square cut pizza, ate at 53 different spots. Most of them are archived. You notice most of them are circular. When I was doing some research, I found out on the East Coast there's one that's square.
Part of this road trip is to check out Lido Pizza. Let's check it out.
Turns out it's actually pronounced Lido Pizza. The menu is very similar to a lot of pizza chains in the Midwest, but with their hot honey pepperoni, and only got an 8-inch. Rigged up something so I can spin in the car. And there it is. No tiny triangles.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. As I mentioned early in that video, Minneapolis, you know, we're popular for our soda style pizza, or the Twin Cities, and essentially, which is, you know, like an offshoot of the Chicago tavern style.
Like a tavern style.
Exactly.
Right. Sort of thin crust, square cut.
Exactly. But Minnesota and Wisconsin varieties generally have more cheese,
so
toppings.
Much cheese. Yeah.
Toppings are in a different location, so forth. So, yeah, when I was researching that, I found out there's a square one that's square cut out east, and I was like, I'm going out east anyway. Let me grab some.
So fun. John Hovland, JD. Do you like to be called JD or John?
Funny story about that. So if you search for John Hovland online, the J-O-N, you generally end up finding Norwegian like diplomats and so forth and businessmen from in the Scandinavian countries, where if you search for JD Hovland, you always find me. So I generally go by JD Hovland online.
Very nice. In the real world, people call you?
It depends. Socially, yeah. Like in the food scene, JD.
Right.
But, you know.
Is that your middle initial?
Yeah. David.
David, yeah. Right. John David.
Jonathan David.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes it a little fancier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, J.D. Hovland, you can follow him on TikTok. I want to get some of your favorites because obviously people ask you that all the time, right? And you have your pho favorite, which is?
Pho 400. Yep.
In New Brighton.
Correct.
Favorite ramen?
Favorite ramen is going to be Zenbox. The kimchi ramen at Zenbox.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. The correct answer. Yeah. Favorite sandwich?
Ooh, favorite sandwich. My favorite type of sandwich is probably a chicken cordon bleu. And
I mean, what's not to like?
I haven't found super great ones around town. There's a few that I need to try. But for the sandwiches around town,
it's tough. I'm putting you on the spot.
It is tough. I really can't find them anymore, but I like the Phillies at Frank and Andrea's.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Not a huge fan of some of the Phillies at like other places because they don't wrap them, but
Yeah. That's the issue. It's funny how certain things become issues. I love Mario's. I think they have great sandwiches.
Oh, Mario's is great. I haven't had the sandwiches yet.
The sandwich. I like the sandwiches better than the pizza. How about that? And the pizza's good.
Yeah, I got to go try that. The bread looks amazing, so I got to go back and try
it. It's beautiful bread.
Yeah.
Mario's is very good. And then there's the new place in Northeast that...
Marty's Deli. Yeah, I had their breakfast sandwich, which was solid, but it needed like some... you know, heat or vinegar or something.
I haven't done any of their
I haven't had any of their lunch stuff, which...
That's sort of the...
Racket just recently did a story about
them. Just ranked them, right.
Yeah, exactly. So very good. I want to go try those.
Yeah. It's hard to... I mean, you mentioned that you're single, and so you're able to do that. But I think what people don't realize before they go into, like, really a deep dive into doing food... is that if you were to track how much money you spend on all of this, it's significant.
Oh, yeah. I do not track it for that reason.
I tracked my... So people also think that, like, I get everything for free, which is false.
Yeah.
And the Minnesota Monthly only reimburses whatever I'm reviewing.
Yep.
So there's a lot of stuff you try because people expect you to know. Like, have you tried this? Have you tried that? And the answer is generally yes, but you're like, I paid for it. So it gets into the, well, it's easy to get into $20,000 plus.
Oh, yeah, easily. Yeah. No, but you mentioned, like, people recommending things, and that's kind of, like, why I don't go everywhere people recommend. It's, like, it's got to be something interesting that calls to me that isn't available everywhere else. Because if I'm spending my own money on this stuff, it's, like, especially if it's, like, outstate Minnesota, it's, like, oh, depending on what time of day it is, I got to get put the dog in daycare.
Right.
I got to drive all the way there. I got to hit that place at the right exact time. It's just – it's tough. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I really enjoy it. I think it's fun having you in the food scene, and it's been fun seeing how people respond to you on TikTok. It's really
good. Yeah.
J.D. Hoffman, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Congratulations on all the success. Follow him online, and thank goodness you have a day job that can pay for the your software architect career that can pay for this. Thanks so much for listening to the DeRussia Eats podcast on WCCO Radio, 830 AM. We do conversations with chefs, with farmers, with small business people every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. The podcast is available every week. If you enjoyed what you heard, I would love for you to leave us a review. Give us however many stars you can. I don't know, 10, 20 stars would be nice, 5 stars, and leave your feedback as well. It really helps us grow and helps support covering the food community here at WCCO Radio and in the DeRussia Eats podcast. If you'd like to email me with an idea or a question about the restaurant scene, you can email Jason at Odyssey, AudacyAudacy.com. Jason at Odyssey.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the DeRussia Eats podcast.
Thanks for listening to DeRussia Eats. Dan Cook is our producer. Jason DeRussia is your host. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. DeRussia Eats is a production of Odyssey.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.